This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Australia's only LGBTIQ+ national news and current affairs show. Proudly sponsored by KHQ Lawyers. Passionate about being the best.
Next Wednesday is Transgender Day of Remembrance. Every year on November 20th, people gather to remember trans elders and other community members in a safe space. I spoke with Teddy Darling, who is organizing a vigil to be held Wednesday at Fitzroy Town Hall. Tell me about Teddy Darling, the artist.
I picked both of those names for myself. It's one of the beautiful things about being trans. And Teddy Darling, the artist, kind of came about this year as I started experimenting with photography and queer performance and queer producing. And I produced my first work under that name when I did a photography series with 10 non-binary models. And we produced the photography work, Agents of Expression, which was about, reclaiming expression and power over clothing through a non-binary lens and being as excellent and as powerful as anyone that you'd see on the front cover of Vogue. And we exhibited those works for Wear It Purple Day at Hez and Hyenas. And ever since then, I've been producing under that name. Yeah, I think I will continue to do that. It's always a bit of a journey figuring out what identity you want to present to the public. But I think that's who I want to be.
What media are you working in mostly? I mean, you're doing events.
Doing a lot of events, and I really like to work in this space at the intersection of queer performance and queer artistic collaboration and queer limit breaking in the arts, but also the community sector and creating opportunities for participation, providing spaces where people can find each other, find community, find warmth, which are financially accessible and physically accessible, because so many of the offerings for queer people in the arts sector and the community sector are not accessible. I think it's changing, but I think we need to work on making spaces which everyone can access.
And when you're speaking about making it accessible, couldn't you talk me through what that looks like?
It is very multi-layered, and I approach each event individually and ask myself repeated questions throughout the whole process about who can access this and how they're accessing it. I guess my first question is always whether it is physically accessible for someone who doesn't walk or who needs mobility aids. Mm-hmm. But that's why I love Hez and Hyenas. The whole venue is physically accessible. Mm-hmm. But then there's other elements of accessibility, like, is it accessible to deaf people? Is it accessible to blind people? And I kind of try to walk through the venue and the artistic offerings through different lenses and through different shoes and ask myself whether people of different kinds of experience could access this.
So it sounds like care for the participants is really important to you. Where does that come from?
I really want people to be able to participate and feel welcome, because I know there's been spaces where I haven't felt like that. And as outside of the arts, my career, my interest, my chosen vocation is law. Mm-hmm. And so often in legal spaces, in corporate spaces, I feel like an outsider and I don't feel like I can access those spaces. Mm-hmm. I don't find those spaces very inclusive. So when I create an event, when I create a space, I know that I make the rules and I want to make spaces which are welcoming, which are accessible, which are invigorating, mm-hmm. which are exciting for everyone.
You've just become the recipient of an ANZ Mardi Gras community grant to put on some community projects. Can you tell me about those?
I am so overwhelmed and proud that I won this grant. I won $2,500 to present a trans pride market at Fitzroy Town Hall next year to celebrate Trans Day of Visibility, which is an annual event that happens all around the world on March 31st. But because that's a Tuesday, I'm deciding to celebrate it on Saturday so that we can have all day at Fitzroy Town Hall to celebrate with market, stalls, artists, creators selling their beautiful handmade creations, community organizations with resources and merchandise, and musicians playing all day on the stage. I'm fortunate enough already to have the support of Yarra Libraries, who are presenting the event with me, although it was my idea. and they are providing the venue hire, which is fantastic. So we get the beautiful vintage Fitzroy Town Hall ballroom. And they're also providing me with a starting budget of $1,000. So this $2,500 is going to pretty much all go towards trans and gender diverse bands as, yeah, to pay them for their time, for their music, for their preparation, and present their work to everyone on the stage. It's also going to help fund the market itself, because my financial model for the market is I want it to be as financially accessible as possible for trans and gender diverse creators who are working at a grassroots, handmade, home kitchen kind of level. anyone that is interested, I would love them to contact me via my Facebook page, my public Facebook page, Teddy Darling. Just go ahead and message me with your interest. But I will also be putting up two forms very soon, a form for volunteers who are interested in helping out. I'm going to need people helping with stage management, artist liaison, greeting, ushering, crowd control, just like helping the event happen, basically, or decorations. We're going to need lots of people to help with decorations. But I'll also be putting up an expression of interest for artists and stall holders and community organizations very soon. This is an event that is very special to me. I ran what I think was maybe one of the first Melbourne vigils for it last year at Hares and Hyenas, and we actually had too many people to fit in the door. So I'm bringing it back again because it just meant so much to the community. It's on the 20th of November. It's at Fitzroy Town Hall in the ballroom. And it is a community vigil to hold space for anyone that wants to be with community on that day, which can be a very difficult and emotional day, but I'm trying to make it as special and as beautiful as possible. We're going to have a name wall for anyone that wishes to come and leave the name of someone that has meant something to them in the community or overseas or has inspired them. There's going to be flowers. There's going to be musical performances by local trans and gender diverse musicians. There'll be space for anyone that would like to get up and share a story or a poem or a comment or a reflection. And I'll be guiding everyone through it, and we'll be finishing up with a community chorale. So everyone will come together. Anyone that is interested will come together and sing two songs, which I think balance out the event. We're going to be finishing up with Time After Time and Here Comes the Sun.
So it's on the 20th of Fitzroy Town Hall. What time?
Doors will be opening at 6 p.m. for general attendees. The vigil will start at 7, mm-hmm. And I think it'll go until about 8:30. And it's free. It's absolutely free to anyone that wants to come and join the space, thanks to Yarra Library's amazing support.
What are you looking at after the market? What's coming up on your agenda or future direction?
Sure. Even before the market, I'll be doing an event at Midsummer Festival, which I can't tell you about yet because the program hasn't launched, but it will be out on the 20th of November.
Okay.
As well. That's when the Midsummer Guide is launching, so you'll be able to see all the exciting theatre works, cabaret, comedy, talks, panels, and community offerings. Mm-hmm. I'm also working on a new theatre show at Midsummer Festival, which I'm co-producing with a friend. But after Midsummer Festival, there'll be the Pride Market on the 28th of March. I'm also looking at doing an event on Trans Day Visibility itself, just to create a space for anyone that wants to celebrate that on Tuesday the 31st.
Something I like to ask most of the people that I interview is about hope. You know, often, especially in the LGBTIQA plus community, you know, there's higher levels of mental health issues. Social isolation can be a real thing. Yeah, how do you have hope when you have one of those days where you just feel like the world's kicked you in the teeth?
That's a really, really interesting question, because I've actually been struggling a lot with my mental health lately. And this grant has actually come at a time where I've been at a really low point in my life. I am struggling with finishing the requirements to get admitted to as a legal practitioner. Mm-hmm. And I have just piled on all of this arts work to distract me from a lot of that. And I think there's a lot of pressure to kind of keep producing, keep making, and keep a positive face.
Yeah.
But I do really like creating spaces where people can engage with those issues on multiple levels, feel their feelings, like recognize that not everyone is doing well, and actually a lot of people in the community aren't doing well, and a lot of our friends can't support us because they're also struggling with mental health issues. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the answer is all the time, and I think we just have to keep thinking about it and keep interacting with each other genuinely and keep making space for people to not necessarily just be showcasing success. There's a lot of pressure as an artist to be putting out success after success, and you've mm-hmm. got to, on your Instagram, on your Facebook, you've got to have proof of that you're a successful artist and that you're always having shows or you're always doing events. But the reality is that behind that, you can be like, yeah, having a really tough time, and that's not necessarily like the truth for you as an individual, even though it's what you want people to see. And I see that. I acknowledge that.
That was Teddy Darling speaking to me last week. Transgender Day of Remembrance is next Wednesday, November 20th. For more information on the event at Fitzroy Town Hall, visit libraries.yarracity.vic.gov.au. And if that story brought up issues for you, we urge you to contact our friends at QLife on 1-800-184-527 or qlife.org.au or Lifeline on 13 11 14 and Beyond Blue on 1300-224-636.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.